Good afternoon. A cold front continues to pass through the region this afternoon, producing scattered to numerous showers. The front will make steady progress through New England by the end of the day. The trend will be toward drying things out behind the front, and we'll even have a return to sunshine, especially from the Hudson River Valley points west. The wind will flip around from south to west behind the front, and this northwesterly breeze will eventually usher in much cooler air. So temperatures, while still topping out in the next couple of hours, will start to slide as we head towards sunset from the middle and upper 50s back down into the 40s. High pressure will build in tonight, and skies will be clear early on. Then another weak disturbance will approach by tomorrow morning, so gradually clouds will be on the move back into the region. And overnight lows will go back down into the lower to mid-30s, which will produce areas of frost. For tomorrow, skies will remain mostly cloudy, and we run the risk at a few rain showers and snow showers across the higher terrain, with highs in the upper 40s to around 50. A brief break in the action on Thursday. Still, though, with a northwest to westerly breeze off of the Great Lakes, we'll have lots of clouds and a passing flurry or snow shower as temperatures remain in the upper 40s. Generally dry on Friday with high pressure in control, still a bit breezy and certainly colder than usual for this time of year with highs staying in the middle 40s. On Saturday, a clipper will approach from the west, so any sunshine will fade behind increasing clouds, and there is the chance of a little bit of light rain or snow shower action by late in the day as highs remain in the middle to upper 40s. On Sunday, a trough of low pressure will sweep through with a rain or snow shower and highs near 50. Then we'll start to see the temperatures rebound early next week, but still below normal on Monday. With a mix of sun and clouds, readings will be back into the lower 50s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, hurricane watches and warnings are in effect for the west coast of Mexico north of Acapulco as Hurricane Raymond churns offshore. Raymond is located about 85 miles south-southwest of Zihuatanejo, Mexico, and is currently stationary. A slow and erratic motion is expected over the next day or so, and Raymond could move closer to the coast of Mexico within the hurricane warning area later today. A slow motion toward the west-southwest is expected to begin tomorrow. Maximum sustained winds have decreased to near 115 miles per hour with higher gusts. Raymond is a Category 3 hurricane on the Saffir-Simpson hurricane wind scale. Some weakening is forecast during the next 48 hours, and most of Raymond's hurricane force winds will remain offshore. Rainfall will be an issue, though, as Raymond is expected to produce totals of 4 to 8 inches with isolated amounts of up to 12 inches. These rains could produce life-threatening flash floods and mudslides. Meanwhile, back to the lower 48 states, freeze warnings and frost advisories are out for a large part of the Missouri Valley. Temperatures tonight are expected to drop below freezing in these locations, and in many cases, it'll be the first hard freeze of the season. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 96 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 9 at Gould, Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City partly sunny and breezy in the upper 60s, Boston increasing clouds and breezy in the upper 60s, and in Buffalo partly sunny and breezy with a few rain showers and highs near 50 degrees. The average high temperature in Albany today, 57 degrees, the average low, 38. The record high, 86, set in 1979, and the record low, 20, in 1959. Sunrise this morning is at 7:17 a.m., sunset this evening, 6:02 p.m., 10 hours and 45 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy, with showers coming to an end, then increasing sunshine, breezy and turning cooler as the day goes on, with temperatures dropping back through the 50s and 40s. Mostly clear early tonight, then increasing clouds, lows in the upper 20s to lower 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy and breezy with a scattered shower today and highs in the lower 60s. Partly cloudy tonight with areas of frost, lows in the mid-30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, increasing sunshine through the afternoon, breezy and turning cooler with temperatures sliding back through the 50s and 40s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy and breezy with scattered showers this afternoon and temperatures in the upper 50s to around 60. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid-30s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. Cloudy, with showers giving way to increasing sunshine, breezy, and gradually turning cooler during the latter stages of the afternoon, temperatures dropping back through the 50s and into the 40s. Mostly cloudy tonight, with lows in the lower to mid-30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, scattered rain showers, some snow showers across the highest terrain, highs in the upper 40s to around 50. Mostly cloudy with a passing flurry on Thursday, otherwise breezy in the upper 40s. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy and cold Friday, mid-40s. Sunshine giving way to clouds Saturday, late-day rain or snow showers in the upper 40s. A mix of sun and clouds, still the risk of a sprinkle or a shower on Sunday, breezy around 50, and partly sunny Monday with highs in the lower 50s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.